In a land of peace and apple trees, and every goose squad heading to their knees, honking loud, feathers in a fray, no one dared to cross its way. But then came Jesus,
calm and bright,
with a gentle touch and a loving light.
And a loving light.
He tamed the goose, so can't you see? That act alone proved divinity. The goose was known far and wide for chasing folks from its pond side. But Jesus knelt and with a smile made that goose stay calm a while. But then came Jesus,
calm and bright,
with a gentle touch and a loving light.
And a loving light.
He tamed the goose, so can't you see? That act alone proved divinity. Feather goose was known far and wide for chasing folks from its pond side. But Jesus knelt and with a smile made that goose stay calm a while. But then came Jesus,
calm and bright,
with a gentle touch and a loving light.
And a loving light.
He tamed the goose, so can't you see? That act alone proved divinity. Feathers fluffed and honks were hushed. In his presence, anger crushed. The crowd stood still in pure delight, for they had witnessed a holy sight. But then came Jesus,
calm and bright,
with a gentle touch and a loving
light.
He tamed the goose, so can't you see? That act alone proved divinity. Now every Sunday in the park, folks recall that holy spark, how Jesus tamed that feisty bird, and with it all their hearts were stirred. But then came Jesus,
calm and bright,
with a gentle touch and a loving light.
And a loving light.
He tamed the goose, so can't you see? That act alone proved divinity. So if you doubt, just look and find the tale of Jesus, sweet and kind. And when he's gone, beware the sign, for that goose starts summoning Satan's behind.